Maharaj, when we go to Radha Kund at Sangam, all the Pandit Pandas, they say do Snan first in Radha Kund, then in Sham Kund. But you suggested that first Sham Kund, then Radha Kund.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Rijvasi Panda. I'm a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Yes. So Rijvasi Pandas, they follow their Bhav or their tradition, what they've heard from their mother or father or grandfather. And they follow their Bhav. And Prabhupada says in one purport, which I quote in Appreciating Vrindavan, that the Brij, don't try to understand the Brijvasis, they're automatically on the path of Raghunuga Bhakti. But I'm not a Brijvasi, nor am I a Brahmin or Panda, but I'm a Gaudiya Vaishnava, and we're trying to follow the path of our Mahajans. Mahajana Yena Katasapanta. So we're Gaudiyas, which means we worship Lord Chaitanya as the combined appearance of Radha and Krishna. So we follow what they did. What is the example of Rupa Goswami? Rupa Raghunatha Padi Haibe Akuti. I should be akuti, eager to follow the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami lived for 65 years on the banks of Radhakund. And every day he bathed in Manasabhavan Ghat, primarily. Or maybe Radhakund, one or the other. Most Babaji, so our tradition, our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition of acharyas is they bathe in whatever kund is nearest, but if there's a preference of choice, they'll bathe only in Radhakund. Because the two kunds, of course, mix. Those Babajis that live next to Jiva Goswami Gera or Tamaltala Gera on the Shamakund side, west side, east side, then they probably will bathe in Shamakund. It's more convenient and easier, especially as they get old. But generally, the gurus and acharyas that live here, they advise their sadhakas, when asked that question, well, which should I bathe in both, or one, or Manasabhavan Ghat? And they usually say bathe in Radhakund, because everywhere it's talking about Radhakund bath. Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami is talking about bath in Radhakund. And all the Jalkali and all the water sports of Radha and Krishna are in Radhakund. It is a fact that occasionally Radharani bathes in Shamakund at Manasabhavan Ghat, which is her private area reserved for Radharani. But there are different ideas coming. First you bathe in Radhakund, then Shamakund, then Radhakund. And then you ask why. He said, oh, Radhakund is our ultimate shelter, they say. And Pandas, you say, so why 1 and 2 and 3? Many say this. I've heard this so much. Bathe in Radhakund, Shamakund, Radhakund. So they say, oh, Radharani is our ultimate shelter. So I said, why not just go in Radhakund and don't come out? Because then you're fully and completely, absolutely, eternally sheltered at Radharani's and Radharani's Premasrupa, Radhakund. Premadam Avishkaroti. In the Nectar of Instruction, number 11, it says, Tatkundam Sakrideva Snatur Prema Vishkaroti. Tatkundam, and he's speaking about Radhakund. And Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami Pad, who also lived here many years doing bhajan, he says that kund, if you bathe Sakrid Snatur, even once in Radhakund, then Prema Vishkaroti. You'll awaken. What will happen? What will rise? Avish will come into you. Avishkaroti will come into you. That prema will come from Golokadam, Rajagokul, from Nurgati Mika Janas and Madhurya Bhav, Balita Mishaka, Rupan Rati Mandri. That Madhurya, that sweet love for Krishna and Radha will come in your heart, because that's contained in Radhakund. Just by one bath in Radhakund. So this is our general, we follow. In other words, everyone has someone above their head. The ultimate authority above everyone's head is the time factor. Kala Smi, Krishna says, I am time and I'm controlling and destroying and creating and maintaining everything. Everything is created in time, maintained in time, and destroyed in time. And that's me, Kala Smi. I am time. God, Krishna, Ishvara Parama, Krishna. So he's telling... And that his acharyas, we follow our acharyas to bathe in Radhakund. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he first discovered Shyamakund. He bathed there, and then he bathed in Radhakund. So if there was any sequence, if you wanted to bathe in both, the general understanding would be, and what I've read and understood, and the example is there in Krishna also, that we bathe in Shyamakund with the bhav to get the mercy of Radharani, because she says anyone who bathes in Shyamakund becomes very dear to me. She proclaimed that in Balasmi and midnight when Krishna manifested that kund. And then Krishna bathed in Radhakund after cleansing himself and washing himself of Gohatya, and by bathing in all the sacred rivers and tirthas of India, or maybe even the universe. They were all collected there in Shyamakund, and they're collected in the footprint of Krishna, basically. Shyam put his foot in an impression in the earth created by the heavy body of feet of this Arisasura, and then he, with his lotus foot, he made the Shyamakund, which is the same shape as his foot. So all the, it's a nice, it's appropriate place to be. All the holy tirthas came and took shelter at Krishna's feet. They entered Shyamakund and brought all their waters there and bathed Krishna's feet. So the formation of Shyamakund was like an Abhishek for Krishna's charan. Charan Abhishek, as he put his foot there. And then they're honoring his footprint by bathing it. So then Radharani said, "Ah, you're contaminated by Gohatya Pap. I won't touch you." So he bathed in all the sacred rivers. And then from there he went to Radhakund and bathed. And then he said, "Radharani, I proclaim that anyone who bathes in Radhakund, he'll become very dear to me, and that your kund will become much more famous than mine." And that's come to pass. Everywhere we know it, Radhakund, and on the map, in the books, everything, glories of Radhakund. So the bhav that the devotees, if they want to bathe in too, they bathe in Shyamakund, thinking that any pop, aparada pop, or sins that are in me, oh Sham Sundar, all these holy tears and lakes, please wash them away, wash all of that out, so that I have the adhikar, have the pavitram and mangalam and adhikaram. I have the purity and the auspiciousness required and the eligibility and adhikar, qualification to receive the love of Radharani, an eternal service of Radharani. So that bhav we bathe in Shyamakund, and then we bathe in Radhakund, praying and waiting for her mercy of prema, gopi prema, braja prema. So this is our Gaudiya conception in terms of bathing in Radhakund and Shyamakund. But there's no harm if you bathe once in Radhakund, then Shyamakund, then Radhakund, then again in Shyamakund, then again in Radhakund, then again in Shyamakund, Radhakund. Three times bath in Radhakund, three times bath in Shyamakund. And then actually, you should go to Manasi Ganga, because you have to bathe your mind also. Because if you bathe in Radhakund, Shyamakund, and Shyamakund, Radhakund, Radhakund, Shyamakund, you're bathing your body, but your mind may be still cracked, usually is. So then you go down the street 5 kilometers to Govardhan, to Dan Gati, and bathe in Manasi Ganga, and then your mind will be cool. To bathe or not to bathe, this is a question of Shakespeare. To bathe or not to bathe. Radha Rani ki jai.